name is Michelle Maggid. I'm a clinical assistant professor for the Texas A&M Health Science Center, a clinical assistant professor for University of Texas Medical Branch, and adjunct faculty for Dell Medical School at UT Austin. I subspecialize in psychodermatology, the link between psychiatric and dermatological disorders, and also treatment-resistant depression with a focus on ECT. So today, we're going to talk about a follow-up to the review article in November's Current Psychiatry issue, which focused on the treatment of depression using botulinum toxin A. And what was found in this article and in previous studies is that a single treatment of botulinum toxin A into the forehead, which is comprised of 5 injections totaling 20 to 40 units in the forehead region, can significantly improve symptoms of depression. One thing we are constantly asked about at lectures is, well, sure, when people look better, don't they feel better? And so in other words, isn't it just the cosmetic results of the treatment that leads to improvement in mood? Well, given the extent of the improvement that we saw in the previous studies, and also the fact that some people in the studies actually didn't like their cosmetic improvement, but reported feeling less depressed, we felt that there was something else going on. So we looked back in the literature, and in 2009, there was a study by Lewis et al. That compared 12 females who received botulinum toxin into the forehead with 13 females who received other cosmetic treatments, and these included Restylane, laser treatments, glycolic peels, or botulinum toxin in other regions other than the forehead. They found that both groups reported a similar improvement in overall attractiveness, but the people that received botulinum toxin specifically into the forehead had a statistically significant reduction in depression, anxiety, and irritability symptoms. So again, same reports for cosmetic satisfaction in both groups, but statistically significant different reports in psychological improvement in the group that received botulinum toxin into the forehead. So we decided to explore this further, and we did a study that's going to be published in the Journal of American Academy of Dermatology this winter by Reichenberg et al. We took the 134 patients in the previous botulinum toxin for depression studies. So 59 received botulinum toxin into the forehead, and 75 received placebo. And we wanted to know if there was a correlation between improvement in wrinkle score and improvement in mood. The measures that we used were the Beck's Depression Inventory, which everybody knows from psychiatric studies, and another measurement called the Clinical Severity Score of Glabellar Frown Lines, the CSSGFL, which is commonly used in dermatological studies to measure improvement in wrinkle scores. So question number one, did higher baseline frown scores predict a bigger change in depression scores? So in other words, did those with more frown lines, even before the study started, have a greater improvement in depression? And the answer was no. People with more severe frown lines at baseline did not have necessarily a better antidepressive effect with the botulinum toxin. Question number two, did those with higher baseline frown scores also have higher baseline depression scores? So in other words, are a lot of frown lines at baseline a good indicator of how depressed somebody is? Once again, the answer was no. More severe frown lines at baseline was not predictive of having worse depression at baseline. And the final question, which is really what we wanted to focus on, was did those with bigger changes in frown scores also have bigger changes in depression scores? So in other words, did cosmetic improvement in frown lines correlate well with improvement in mood? And the answer again was no. There was no significant association between visible improvement in frown lines and improvement in depression scores. So overall, what can we take home from this study? First, people with major depressive disorder may not need visible frown lines in order to experience the antidepressive effects of botulinum toxin A. And this is important when recruiting patients for further botulinum toxin A studies, as we do not necessarily need moderate to severe frown lines to see an improvement in mood. And the second is this study suggests that cosmetic improvement alone does not account for the improvement in depression symptoms. So something else is going on, and what that something else is further discussed in the review article in November's Current Psychiatry issue. We review current mechanisms of action, and we do not believe that this is simply people feel better because they look better. Of course, given that the N of these studies was 134 patients, larger and further studies are warranted.